This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 270 for Tuesday, February 14th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts posted small losses Tuesday, although activity was choppy. Canola down $3 to $4 at the final bell, March down $3.40 at $825.80 per ton. And the canola market held within a narrow trading range throughout the day, lacking any real clear direction. Losses in Chicago soybeans accounted for some of the spillover selling pressure, but soy oil ended off its session lows, posting small gains by the close. European rapeseed was slightly lower, while Malaysian palm oil was higher. White crush margins do remain a supportive influence, with domestic processors operating at close to full capacity. However, commercial supplies in the pipeline remain more than sufficient to meet demand for the time being. In the U.S., activity was mixed, with the bias lower in most of the grains and oilseeds by the close. Soybeans pressured by chart-based selling, with the futures thought to be due for a profit-taking correction after running into technical resistance. March beans down 5 cents at $15.37 per bushel. Uncertain production prospects out of Argentina did remain a feature in the background, given the ongoing dryness there, while excessive moisture in parts of Brazil has slowed harvest operations. Brazil's soybean harvest was pegged at 17% complete. That compares with 24% at this time a year ago. Corn had been higher earlier in the day, but turned mixed with losses in the most active front months, March down 2 cents at $6.82 per bushel. The slow soybean harvest pace in Brazil is also causing delays for seeding the country's next corn crop. Mexico is reportedly reconsidering a looming ban on genetically modified corn, while a January 2024 deadline to stop importing GM corn for human consumption is still in place. It's now expected corn destined for feed channels will still be allowed into the country. Wheat, it was mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat holding on to gains up a penny in the March contract at 931 and three quarters per bushel. The winter wheat's all lower. Kansas City down 6 cents in March at 906 per bushel. And Chicago wheat also down 6 cents in the March contract at 786 per bushel. Data out of Texas showed only 11% of the state's wheat crop was rated good to excellent as of this past Sunday. That's down 2 points on the week. Uncertainty over Ukrainian grain exports going forward did keep some caution in the wheat market, with only about a month left in the current agreement allowing Black Sea movement. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 14th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.